All right, 9:41 on this Monday morning. Was it really just a week ago that President Trump was released from Walter Reed Hospital? I think it was. It was just last Monday, and so much has happened in the week since. Joining us right now from Washington, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, a week ago the president was released from the hospital. Saturday he was addressing a huge crowd on the White House lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's striking how much can change in 1 week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The president on Saturday had his first major public appearance beyond just doing some interviews, where he did that event at the White House, speaking from a balcony. So he was separated from the crowd that was below. Most were wearing masks. There wasn't a lot of social distancing, though. But now the president's going to be hitting the campaign trail and hitting it hard. He is going to Florida tonight. He will be in Iowa, Michigan, and North Carolina over the next couple of days. And we're expecting that this will continue, perhaps every day, nonstop, until Election Day. So get ready. Buckle up. The president's been itching to get back out on the campaign trail. And sources tell us he definitely feels like he lost ground in that week where he was not able to campaign, even though he was trying to do some type of daily appearance just to stay in the headlines. 22 days now until Election Day. We have a poll out yesterday nationwide with Joe Biden up 54 to 42.
Yeah, so that is why the urgency, mm-hmm. right? That's why he wants to get out there in front of as many voters as he can.
Absolutely. And though I think the one thing to keep in mind, you know, the president can say that he's feels like this was a bad week because he wasn't out there. He wasn't connecting with voters. The lead for Joe Biden is increasing. It's not that the president, you know, it was running even and had been or ups and downs for the past couple of months. I think one thing, and we've talked about this before, one thing that's been so striking about this race has been how remarkably stable it's been. Think of how many headlines we've had since February. And if you look at polling, Joe Biden has had anywhere between a 5 to 7 point average in the national polls. That's growing now, but it's been pretty steady. There haven't been a lot of ups and downs and this one leads, that one leads. It's been pretty steady for Joe Biden.
The president, by the way, says he's cured of coronavirus, not just cured, but perhaps immune. And I don't know that there's any medical evidence to back up that once mm-hmm. you've had it, that you are definitely immune. But he says he feels pretty immune right now.
He does. And you know, it's not clear. That's the thing our doctors are telling us, that, you know, is there some immunity? There have been very few, if any, cases, single digits, I think, of people who were reinfected with the virus. So there is a sense that you do have some type of immunity after you've had it. How long that is, how heavy it is, they don't know. And the science on that is still very much unknown. So that's why when the president says something like this, that he's immune, maybe for a lifetime, and then tweets about it, that he can't get the virus or give it, there are concerns about that. And Twitter even put a warning label on one of the president's tweets saying it contained misleading and potentially harmful information.
Do we know where things stand with the debate that was supposed to happen? And there have been mm-hmm. so many different iterations of what's going to happen on Thursday. Do we know now at this point?
Yeah. The debate as planned is not going to happen. The commission has effectively canceled it. Joe Biden will be doing a town hall style event with ABC News coming out of Philadelphia. And we're hearing that the president's trying to schedule one of those events of his own with another television network. If not, he'll be doing a rally at some point in a battleground state. So we basically just skip the second debate, no town hall event as scheduled for Miami. And we go on to the third, and now that's the final presidential debate, but it's really the second, scheduled for next Thursday, the 22nd, in Nashville, Tennessee.
Going to be a very interesting 3 weeks, no doubt about it. Karen, thanks so much for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.